Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 400. That's 400. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you'd want an audio tape or a CD. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. Remember, it's program number 400. We have some singing by the Dixie Hummingbirds today, and we also have some testimonials and a strong message from God Almighty. We're going to talk about possibly from the second chapter of Romans, unless the Lord leads differently. And it also could be from the book of James. Right now, we all go to the throne of the Lord to ask him, and we know that he is going to do what we ask, because we ask in faith, believing, because we keep his commandments. Let not any man think that they shall receive anything from the Lord if they do not keep his commandments. If they ask amiss, if they don't believe what they're asking for, that they receive it. Father, I believe that we're going to receive your Holy Spirit, the guidance. I'm at really odds on this particular program as to what to do, Father, so I pray that you, as always, take over. Lord, we need you every hour, every minute of the day. Let it be so, Father, that souls out in the world that are lost and dying shall be saved, and that the church will get more zeal and more fear of you rather than the world and its leaders, who are blind leaders leading people into the ditch. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, here is the Dixie Hummingbirds. I mean, this is one of my very favorite groups, has been for years, to sing our prayer. For what do we need today? Our prayer for peace. And peace only happens when we receive the Prince of Peace in our souls. So here they are, the Dixie Hummingbirds.
When we pray, we like to include these words.
Lord, teach us how.
Together we'll stand, and divided we all will fall.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we need to have peace one among the other. People professing to be Christians, and they don't love their brother. The Bible says that the love of God is not in you if you don't love one another. You know, the world, they love their own, but we, the Christian, the true Christian, I'm not talking about Catholicism, because they're the most fierce enemy of Christians. They call themselves Christians. They're like the synagogue of Satan that say they're Christians. They say they're Jews, which is symbolic of Christianity. A real Jew believes in the Word of God. And the Word of God throughout the entire Old Testament tells of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are over 333 prophecies of Christ coming to this world as a man. And it says he'll be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He's going to be born of a virgin, a woman, an actual human. And that is why he calls himself the Son of Man, even though he's the Son of God. He was begotten by the Holy Spirit. That he would be come, and then the Bible tells of him coming back to earth again in clouds, and that every eye shall see him. It's going to be like flames of fire coming down from the kingdom of heaven. Now, this is in the book of Daniel, and also it is in the book of Revelation. And so people need to get acquainted with the Word of God, because the Word of God is God. And those of you that don't know him, you're going to go out into eternity to a stranger. And there isn't anything more fearful to be going out into eternity to a strange one that actually created you out of the dirt of the ground. You're going to be meeting a stranger. One of these days, the angel is going to call your name, and that'll be it. And there's no possible way that you can escape his judgment, because all of God's ways are judgment. If you're cursed on this side of eternity and you don't feel any love, you don't feel any joy, any happiness in your life, it's because God is a stranger to you. You get to know God through his Son, Christ Jesus, the one that came. The Bible says in the beginning, the first chapter of the Gospel of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. In the beginning of all things was the Word, and the Word was with God. And as a matter of fact, it says the Word was God. And then in verse 14, it says, and the Word became human flesh and dwelt right down here on this planet with people, so that people could get acquainted with God, so that they could really know him. And he preached, he brought the Word of God himself into this world and let everybody know what the Word of God says. And really, he told us that we need to study it so that we won't go out into eternity meeting a stranger. Because, you know, people are afraid of things that they don't know. So you got to get to know God on this side of eternity by receiving the Word. The Word is God, and Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He is God. Amen. He says in the book of Revelation, I am the beginning. This is Jesus talking. I am the beginning. You know, as he says, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, he says, I am the beginning and I am the ending. The Alpha and the Omega. In other words, that means the A to Z. The entire alphabet. Everything. Amen.
Amen.
A to Z. Or if you're from Canada, A to Z. Amen?
Amen.
And that he's coming back, and everybody's going to stand judgment before him. Those of us that know him will rejoice and be happy, and will be so happy, we'll be praising him through eternity, so that we have entirely, by believing in him, have escaped the very bowels of the pits of hell and the lake of fire. I'm so happy to know, and you would be happy too. You will be happy if you receive him, because there is no peace unless you receive the Prince of Princes. All the princes of the world will bow down before him. He's actually the King of Kings. The Lord of all lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending, and he said, Jesus said, I am the Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
The Almighty. The Bible says that all mightiness is, he says, in heaven and on earth belongs to me. Amen?
Amen.
All mightiness, praise the Lord. So we got to get to know him, amen?
Amen.
We have got to get to know him so that we can have, like the Dixie Hummingbird says, peace between us. Now, there is no peace on earth without us receiving into us the Prince of Peace. Why do we have peace, those of us that are born again of the Spirit? And why are so many people without peace on this earth? We that have received the Prince of Peace, we don't worry about meeting a stranger when the soul goes out of our body. If a stray bullet hits us, or somebody intentionally, like the Gestapo, there's a lot of good federal government agents that would never assassinate anybody. There's quite a few of them, because I've met some of them. And state agents, but there's a whole lot of them that are in control and are being led by a different force completely, by the power of Satan. The Bible says that this Satan's seat is in the city of the seven hills. Well, you've heard me say this over and over again, but the Bible says it. Amen?
Amen.
And so we know that... this is where it's coming from. This is Satan's seat. And, they say, well, we want to do away with him because he's preaching the truth of who we are and where we're sitting. And we got to come up with some indictment. We've come up with so many indictments on this guy and other people that are teaching the truth, that we just don't know what to come of. We hit him with the IRS. We've sent him into prison, and the Lord won't let him shut his mouth about us. What do we do? We got to make it look like an accident. We've got to drum up something. Man, these different federal government agencies are telling me that they're burning the midnight oil about me in Washington, in Rome, and in the Little Rock. And in Sacramento, all over this world, they're putting all their carnal minds together to get Tony Alamo. Get him, because he's uncovering us. And we don't like that, because what do you people out there that are not of the Lord worried about people knowing what you do and who you are? Repent, because you're not going to these people. You say that everybody's like cattle, and that they're just mindless idiots, and that you're the elite, and that you know everything. But you yourselves are going out to eternity to meet a total stranger. And I would warn you to get to know him now, because if you say, I don't want to know him, what do you think he's going to do to you when he says he's going to cast you into the bowels of hell and into the lake of fire, where you're going to be screaming your head off, where the fierce wrath of God is going to be upon you? People are scared to death of these earthquakes, these tsunamis, and all these dreaded diseases. You can't even eat a piece of lettuce today without worrying about the disease of E. coli and all kinds of other diseases. Lettuce, everything is contaminated now. And this is why the Lord tells us to pray over our food. And if we do, in faith, believing that no poisonous thing, I mean, we're not supposed to go out and just eat poison. There's been a cult, or several cults that have done that before, and they died, because that's tempting the Lord. But what he means is everything would be contaminated in the last days. I mean, what are you going to eat? Even the dirt is contaminated. You go out, strawberries, watermelon. What's some of the other things that they say on television? Everything. What?
Spinach.
What, spinach? Oh, yeah, we know about the spinach. They just, the lettuce and tomatoes and everything. What else?
Peanut butter had salmonella.
Yeah, peanut butter.
Beef.
Can't even have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich anymore, folks. This is the end time, and the Lord speaks about it. Let's read, we read chapter 7 yesterday of the book of Daniel, and let's just, we're going to go into chapter 8 a little bit. But now, everybody, you know, get your Bibles and open them up. Go to chapter 7 of Daniel and go to verse 23. And, oh, okay, are you ready now out there? Okay, now I feel that most of you out there that are concerned about your soul and going out to meet a stranger without the blood of Jesus on your soul and without having done any good thing in your life that pleases God, I think you're ready now, the ones of you that are concerned citizens. Okay, go ahead and read verse 23 of chapter 7 of Daniel.
Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be...
The fourth beast. There's four kingdoms, and the fourth one is the one that we're living in right now. There's actually five. The last one is the kingdom of God, which is being established here on earth. Some people say, well, the world is never going to end. Well, the Bible says that this world is going to burn up. And if I were you, I'd listen to what God said. It's definitely going to burn up, just like the whole world was flooded at one time. And so the fourth kingdom is different than all other kingdoms that were on earth here before, like Babylon and Greece and all the different other three kingdoms. But now we're living under the Roman kingdom. And Daniel saw a vision of it, you know, where it was like, the Bible says that Daniel said he's dreadful. Because what he's doing, he's like a faker, and he's trying to scare everybody with the power that it has. It's not power of his own, of these people. It's a one body of people called the Antichrist, and it's here right now. And you just hear the description of it, verse 23, chapter 7. Go ahead.
The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms.
In other words, be different from all the other kingdoms, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the other kingdoms were like, you know, in Rome and here and there. Rome Empire branched out throughout many parts of the world, but now it is this fourth kingdom. It's come back to life. Rome ended, and then it came back to life, and now is being led totally by Satan, and has taken over the whole it's the last remnant. They're bombing all kinds of people, destroying the earth, destroying people. No one can figure out how anything can be put back to peace, back together again, and it never will be. It's going to get worse and worse, the Bible says. But go ahead and finish it.
And shall devour the whole earth.
So this fourth kingdom shall devour the whole earth. Now these liars, these Romans, people that are completely led by the devil. And I must say that I was one of the devil's boys about 43 years ago, but the Lord came and got me in a very supernatural way. And he would that you come to him tonight too and get acquainted with him real fast, because we're living in the very last hours, the very last minutes or seconds of time now. And we need to get acquainted with our Maker. And if he says, If you don't want to get to know him here, it's unlikely that you'd like being around him for eternity. And so he sends you to a place. You hate him, and he's going to... His wrath and his fierce wrath is building up now to the point to where he's going to start unleashing. He's going to lash out to the people of this earth and destroy it. But he says before that Satan is destroying the earth. Former President Clinton brags about having bombed over 50 countries. And God only knows how many. And they're doing it right out in the open. Satan knows that his time is short, and so he's come out of the closet, and he is full of anger, full of wrath, because he knows that his time is up. It's just the end of time, and he's trying to frighten everybody into submission. "Don't you come against me," Satan says, "or I'll rip you to shreds. I'll destroy your family. I'll destroy your business. I'll take away everything that you've got, and I'll throw you in prison. I'll put a bullet in your head." That's what these vipers are saying. And they've said it to me. They said to my followers, "Those of you, you better leave Tony Alamo's church, or we'll take your business. We've already taken people's businesses because of the fact that you would listen to him instead of us." So, read that last line there.
"And shall devour the whole earth."
You, these people, folks, have devoured you. They're everywhere. And they're wanting to bomb every place that will not submit themselves to Rome. Don't you know they killed the head of Romania because he was resisting. He was not afraid. He's one of the world leaders, and he did not want to become a Catholic, a Roman Catholic. He didn't want to be a phony. And all these other people don't want to either. They're sick and tired of him. They're using, this Rome is using United States forces, armed forces, to muscle everybody into submission. And they want to put a stop to Tony Alamo's voice. And why? Because I'm trying to introduce only, I'm not coming against them with guns and bullets and bombs and tanks and planes. I'm just coming to you without any of these kind of weapons, with the Word of God.
Amen.
Which is the sword of the Spirit of God. And that's the thing they fear more than anything else. That's why they took the Bible, the Word of God, out of schools. Well, where did this come from? You know, people wonder, why? Why is this happening? Why are our kids going astray? Because they don't have any Word of God as a standard to set before them to where they will follow God. They don't know. And the parents are too afraid to teach them about God because they're afraid that they'll do to them the same thing that they've done to Tony Alamo. And they threaten everybody. "Don't preach the Word of God! We're God! Follow us," they want. It's the same Satan, the same devil, came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. "Hath God said?" Who's God? You will be like gods. Every one of you out there thinks that you're God. The Bible says when you're dying or when they're killing you, will you tell them that you're God? While they're sticking a sword in your gut or putting a bullet in your head, will you tell them that you're God? Oh, Satan got you on a trip, people. Satan got you on a big one. And you're familiar with him, all right. But you don't want to familiarize yourself with this stranger that sits up in the heaven that created everything. You're going out to meet that stranger. And then will you say that Satan is God to him? No, you'll be shaking in your boots. Your knees will be knocking against each other. And if you were still in your human body, you'd need a diaper change right quick, because I'm telling you, the most fierce, the most fearful thing that I've ever come against in my life is not this bunch of evil people, but it was when I came right before God. I saw Christ in a vision. He appeared before me. And you may not believe that, but you know you're going to see him. Mm-hmm. You're going to see him. The people on this earth are going to be praying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them to hide them from his wrath. And they're going to be screaming their heads off, because with his coming, there'll be the intelligence of God coming down, showing them that they're going to be tormented throughout eternity. Why? Because you weasels are tormenting his people. You weasels, the same spirit that's in you is the very spirit in those Roman soldiers that nailed Jesus to the cross. It's you weasels that are over there tormenting God's chosen people, the Jews. It's you weasels in the media that are saying, why, we feel sorry for the Palestinians and we don't feel sorry for those rotten Jews. You're against the Jews because it was the Jews that brought the Bible into the world. The light, which Satan hates so much. Satan hates so much that he pulled it out of the skulls again and again, I say it, because they keep saying that the word of God is evil and that their word, the devil's word, is good. And that the things that Satan is doing is good, and that preaching the gospel is evil, because we tell people that you have to repent of homosexuality, adultery, fornication, lesbianism, homosexuality, all these different things, or you're going to hell. And they don't want to hear it. Well, what? Well, you're going to go out to meet this stranger. This stranger that created everything and rules the entire universe and even causes the waves to come in with such precision, and the setting of the sun and the going down of the sun and the moon and exactly when there's going to be a crash. We can figure out to a precision, even better than a Swiss watch, as to the things that God has set. And you want to know something? The Jews are God's timepiece. He stated when they're returned to Israel, that God, that's the end of the Gentile dispensation. You can see rabbis out preaching the gospel now. I myself am a Jew, and I'm preaching the gospel to you Gentiles. Now, even if you're born again of the Spirit, you're still a Gentile that's been fused into the Jewish olive tree, the good olive tree. Amen?
Amen.
And if you come against us, if you fall away from the Lord, you can be pulled out of that olive tree, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
You were just, you were just put in there. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible calls it being grafted into the true olive tree. And you're still a Gentile. And you better believe the Jewish word. God sent us Jews back to this world to explain to you the truth of the word of God. In other words, we're making his word straight, like John the Baptist. There'll be 144,000 of us Jews that are going to make the way of the Lord straight. It's so crooked the way that you Gentiles have made it. And you think that, and you keep preaching that God is against us Jews. No, he said, if the casting away of them allowed you Gentiles to get into the, grafted into the olive tree, then how much more the bringing forth of us back to the Lord? He says, all Israel will be saved. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you. All right? And you're going to go out and meet this stranger. You don't like his word. You like to twist it. You like to exalt yourself that you're Gentiles and God has turned to the Gentiles. Yeah, and he said he turned his back on the Jews, his chosen people. So what do you think he's going to do to you Gentiles?
Mm-hmm.
For turning your back on his word and twisting it and persecuting Christians, people that Christ him with the Father by the Son is living in. What is he going to do to you? I was in a bank one day, and I heard, overheard a man talking to another man. They were well-dressed. He says, well, what are they going to do to the Jews? What will we do to them? He says, we'll kill them. I says, oh, man, it's really something, you know, the things. And I see it happening, just exactly what the Word of God said would be happening in these last days. And I see that it's coming from Rome. We trace back all the persecution against our church. And many other churches that are really of the Lord did the same thing. And all of the footprints lead right back to the Vatican. The Roman Catholics there. We pray that they'll be of the Lord, that they'll want to really meet, that they'll forget about religion and get salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Because religion is of the devil. Salvation is of the Lord. And they're talking about praying to Mary. This is a sin. Statues in your church, your cult is a sin. My God, if there's any church that or cult that is obviously the cult, they've murdered Christians, they've burned them at the stake, they've sent them into the arena out there in Rome. I visited the place, and they're doing the same thing today. They're the ones that slaughtered the people over at Waco. And they don't make no bones about it. President Clinton, who is a Catholic and said he was a Baptist, of course they call themselves whatever they are until they get into office. He said, that'll teach you people, you Christians, for being a cult. He says, I take full responsibility for that slaughter. And Janet Reno, the lesbian attorney general at the time, stated, I take full responsibility. They brag about killing, murdering, pillaging, you weasels, you devils, what the Lord calls you, you snakes, you serpents, you children of Satan. But you know something? The Bible says that God's going to destroy you. God is somebody you don't know. He's a total stranger to you. Now read the rest of that. Did you get read the whole thing real fast now?
Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces.
Well, that's what's happening. This beast, which is the government, it shows the great whore, which is the Roman Catholic cult, where Satan sits. It's the seat of Satan, riding the beast, leading like a horse this one world government, where to go and who to bomb and who not to bomb and who to destroy or who not to destroy. You're having a ball right now, you guys. But I can't... I pray that you'll get saved because I know I'm going to be with the Lord, and I don't want to see you groveling on the ground and being cast out into hell and groveling down on the coals of fire. Now let's go to, that was it, right?
Yes.
Now let's go to the same verse in chapter 8 of the book of Daniel, okay? And we're going to do a few verses here.
And in the latter time of their kingdom.
And this is the latter time of this one world kingdom that's gripped the world and is destroying it. And now they've got the branch of the Vatican, which is the Muslims. That's just one of the hundreds of branches of the Vatican. Now they're saying that they're, and they're prophesying, they're going to drop bombs on everybody. Well, why doesn't the Vatican, if they're in charge of it, why don't they care? Maybe they'll blow them up. Well, Satan doesn't care. He knows he's going to hell, the Bible says, you know? And he says that's why he's full of wrath. He knows he's going to burn. And so he just wants to destroy and frighten everybody into being cowards, to being fearful and unbelieving. Because the Bible says that the fearful and unbelieving, wretched people of this world are going to spend eternity with the whoremongers, the lesbians, the homosexuals, the perverts, the liars, and everyone else that sins. No sin is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I'm not gloating about it. I want, I would love to introduce you to the Lord tonight. Amen?
Amen.
I want to introduce you to the Lord because... but whether you receive the Lord or not, this, you know, the Lord says, I'm going to get the same credit for telling you about it, whether you believe or disbelieve. So you think you're going to get back at me that you're not going to receive? You'll show Tony. You're not going to receive any message from him. This isn't from me, pal.
Amen.
This is from the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And you're not going to show me anything because I know what your end is. And I know what the end of everybody is if they accept the Lord. So the Lord wants you to accept him tonight, to get to know him, to where he's not a stranger anymore. And I want you to do the same thing. Okay, now let's start reading there.
When the transgressors are come to the fold.
Okay, read the whole verse again. Okay.
And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the fold.
In other words, when sinners have done everything there is to sin, they've reached the fullness of sin. What else more could sinners do? Huh?
Nothing.
There isn't anything more. So this has happened. The fullness of transgressors or sinners has come to the fullness. Amen?
Amen.
You people, what else are you going to do to sin? Kill more Christians? If you kill us, we'll be in heaven, okay? And we'll be in glory in paradise forever and ever for billions and millions of years. And you're still going to hell in the lake of fire if you don't meet the Lord. And the words that I'm saying today will be ringing through eternity in your ears, and you're going to be cursing the day that you heard this message and didn't receive it and receive the Lord. These words are from the Lord, and he's the Word, and you have to receive the Word if you want to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Of course, you say, well, I couldn't make it because I've done so many sins. The power of God enters into people when they accept him. Amen?
Amen.
And the power is more than sufficient to keep you fully able, fully capable of keeping the commandments of the Lord. You don't have to worry about that. You become a new creature. The things that you love to do, you'll now hate. The things that you hated to do, like preaching the gospel or hearing it, you'll now love. That's what the Bible says. Ask, you know, let God prove himself to you. Let him enter into you. Let Christ enter into you. And that's how you get to know the Father. And you'll be safe and happy. You'll be secure here on earth. Even if the spirit goes out of your body, you're totally relaxed and happy and gloriously full of joy because you know you're going right to where you want to be. Amen?
Amen.
This world is not a very good place to live in. The human body is not the greatest place to be living in. I'll be glad when I get my new body. Okay?
Amen.
I'm going to have a new body. A new body. Praise the Lord. Okay, now what? Keep reading.
A king of fierce countenance.
No, see, a king of fierce countenance, that means a king has to have a kingdom. And so his entire kingdom is full, like the whole federal government. The Gestapo. A fierce. They come in and threaten people. I'll kill you. I'll put bullet holes in you. Well, if you're born again, you don't care. Because the body is just a violin case for the violin. The violin is your soul, your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And so if a bullet hole goes through you, I mean, you're immediately in glory. Or if they do whatever they will to you. I know that I have pulled scabs off my body. You know, I had a little scab here and there, and I throw it down on the ground. I don't miss it.
Amen.
It's part of my body. Amen?
Amen.
But it doesn't mean anything to me, and it won't mean anything to me when this body that continues growing old, older by the day, it gets older and older. I used to look at my grandpa's hands. I says, ooh, man, there's veins there, and there was liver spots on his hands and everything. And I had chubby little fat hands, you know, and I'd look at mine and say, oh, God, that's horrible to get old. And I look at my hands now, and I said, Grandpa! Oh, God! I'm Grandpa now! So we're getting older every day, amen?
Amen.
But we don't worry about it. I'm happy as a lark. We're not growing older. We're just drawing closer to home, amen?
Amen.
We're going to go home. And thank God it's going to be soon, because, you know, the devil, he knows he's going to hell, and that's why he is just out in the open now. You can see that this fierce... this one world government, which is just a complete organization of human beings. That's the Antichrist. And they've let Satan move into the temple. Because, our bodies are the temple of God. So they've allowed Satan to move into their temple to say that they are God. Just like Satan told Eve. I'll be like the Most High God is what he said before. And he says it to Eve in the beginning. Amen?
Amen.
Why, you'll be like gods, you people. Just turn your back on God and you'll be your own boss. You're the boss. Amen? Yeah, no, you're not. Okay, so God is the boss of bosses. Amen?
Amen.
And, if he's a stranger to you, you've got to get to know him now. Okay? Better hurry. Because he's coming back, and you don't know if you're going to go out tonight or tomorrow or this afternoon or this morning, whenever you're hearing this message. So try to be sensible for once in your life and receive the word of God. Now let's continue on in the 8th chapter. Was this verse 24 now?
Verse 23.
Okay, continue.
A king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up.
Yeah, he understands dark sentences. He's the prince of darkness. Everything he does is dark. Okay, and then what?
And his power.
And everybody, he puts darkness. Nobody can figure out, where is this coming from? Why are they taking the Bibles out? Why are they doing this? Why are they attacking this guy? Why are they putting him in jail? Why are they exalting these weasels? How is it that the president of the United States can say, I take full responsibility for murdering all these kids? Well, they said they were abusing the kids. What about you? You killed them, you weasels. Amen?
Amen.
People are so gone now because the government brought drugs into the country and got everybody doped out of their heads so that they can't even understand their creator. They don't even want to understand. They don't want to get to know him. You're going to be frightened out of your wits. And once you go out of your body, it's too late. You can't say, oh, Lord, I repent now. It's too late. Okay, you have to take care of business with him. You get to get to know him on this side of eternity. That's why God has mercy and lets time go on a little bit longer so that everybody has a chance to hear the message. And everybody has the time to a chance to observe the creation of God and see his hand, he work in the creation. So what about kids that go out to meet him? Well, kids, little children, the Catholic cult will not teach you this, but little children, the Bible says there's no transgression when there's no law. They haven't learned anything at all. Babies, they go right to heaven, all right? Will they be cherubs there? Will they grow up? No, they're cherubs, right? They just remain children. The Bible states that they'll be playing in the streets of glory. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And his power shall be mighty.
Yeah, that's what they say. He says, I'm mighty. Because he's scared everybody into submission. It's like these mafiosos over in Italy and over in New York where they go in and say, hey, we come in here to, we want to protect you. Protect us from who? Us, they say. Well, what? We want some money. Every time we come in here, we want you to grease us. You know, give us a 50 bucks, 100 bucks. Nowadays it's more. Or your windows are liable to get broken, or we're liable to break your legs for you. Now open the cash register. That's what they do. They're led by Satan. Or we'll send somebody over to visit your mother, or your daughter, your son, your wife. Now come on, open the cash. They're muscle heads. Amen?
Amen.
That's the devil. And now the government is the mafia. The world government is the real mafia, okay? And so, read the Bible and you'll see. Now, we're going to read some more Bible here to you. This is not me, this is the Word of God, amen?
Amen. and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power.
No, it's the power of Satan that is leading all these, this entire corporate body of Antichrist people. It's not their power because they're just human flesh. It's the power of the great red dragon, the devil, living in them. Because the spirit of Satan lives in human beings just like the spirit of God lives in human beings. When you ask Christ to come into you, he brings his Father and the Holy Spirit. And that's what happens. It's two bodies. That's all there is. It's the body of Antichrist and the body of Christ. Okay? Mm-hmm. Wise up. Okay, everybody, because you're going to go out to meet. If you don't know Christ, you're going to go out to meet a stranger because he and his Father are one. He, his Father, the Holy Spirit, they're all one. And you're going to meet him. And he's uptight. The Lord is uptight with what's going on earth now. Go ahead, read some more.
And he shall destroy wonderfully.
He is destroying wonderfully. Like I said, Clinton brags about destroying 50 countries. And they're doing the same thing. Well, and, you know, make up stories. Well, we believe that they got weapons of mass destruction. So let's send our troops over there. Let's bomb them. You know, they had everything, including toilet paper and everything, come out of those airplanes. You see streamers and firecrackers and sparklers and everything coming out of those planes. Man, they threw the kitchen sink at them. Amen?
Amen?
And still, they didn't defeat them because these people are crackpots themselves. And so it's just one bunch of crackpots attacking another bunch of crackpots. But these crackpots are not going to give up. They're not going to receive Roman Catholicism dictatorship at all. They're another division of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not saying they're not of the devil, but they need to be saved too. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
And shall prosper and practice.
Oh, they prosper. They are in control of the Federal Communications Commission, the whole federal government, and all the governments of the world, and they don't let anything, and they're the ones that bombed the World Trade Center. Because the Vatican runs the Muslims, and if the Muslims did it, but they had help from the federal government, United States federal government agencies here, the Gestapo. Why are you calling us the Gestapo? Why? Because the Bible says you are the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And if you'd rather me call you the devil, the Gestapo, take your pick. It means the same thing, right? Because right. The Gestapo is of the devil, too. It's just another agency of the Vatican. Then what?
And shall destroy the mighty and the holy people.
Right. They're destroying. They're taking the Bible out. They're threatening churches. They've got groups of people that will burn churches down. Anyone that will not join up with this bunch of Gestapo agencies, this Gestapo cult, they consider the enemy of Satan. And so they blow you up. They do whatever. But look at get right with the Lord. And don't keep it a secret, because the Bible says, don't fear him who can take your life, but fear God who can take your life and send your soul to hell.
Amen.
Satan can't send your soul to hell. He can't. That's true, he can take your life, he can kill you. And I know that. I've been threatened. I've been shot at. I've been put in prison by him. But I'm still preaching, okay? That shows you. Then I'm not afraid of the weasel and all of his people.
Amen.
Well, we'll kill you then. Well, then do it! Don't talk about it. Be about it, all right? Because I'd love to go to the kingdom of heaven right now. You'd make my day, creeps. Satan, viper. Then what?
Verse 25, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand.
Oh, yes. Is in control of all government, you know, like all business. Like if you sell any of Tony Alamo's garments that he designed, we'll close your business down. I was in 10,000 stores. He took it out. They want to do away with your way of livelihood. Do you know I had the best credit in the world? I had a stack of credit cards, I can't even get a credit card because they says they won't allow you to buy or sell. Okay? And it's happened. Amen. It's right before your very eyes. And they're saying there's so many thefts of credit cards and people do it. So they're going to say, hey, we've got a foolproof way now. What we're going to do, if you want to make sure that nobody steals your credit card, we're going to put a mark on your hand or your forehead. If you do that, the same thing as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and your soul will go to hell for sure. If you join this cult, that Antichrist cult in Rome, the world power, it's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. If you hear the word of God and you prefer them over God, you're going to meet him. You're going to meet this stranger. Because you're going to say, my God, what is this? We didn't know that you existed. We thought this was all a bunch of baloney. We thought that Tony was Tony Baloney. You find out. You wait and see. Amen. Okay, then what?
And he shall magnify himself in his heart.
Yeah, you're magnifying yourself like you're God. You people act like a bunch of kids. You're stupid. You're deceived. You're blind. The Bible says that this satanic force will blind, deceive the entire world, and they've done it. You can just see everybody is just like whispering. They've got every one of you. They've conned you into being their police force. Those weasels can't convict anybody unless they have a neighbors looking at you. You believe that you're now the FBI. And they also pay liars. They pull them out of prison and everything to testify falsely against you. They couldn't convict anybody unless they had a bunch of liars. Okay, then what else?
And by peace shall destroy many.
Yeah, he's saying that join him and there'll be peace. And that's what they're doing, is preaching peace in the Middle East. And he says, the Bible says that this one world government will destroy many by preaching peace to them. The Bible says when they start preaching peace and safety, he says, then cometh sudden destruction. Do you want to be destroyed by your Creator, your Savior, the one that came and died for you, or do you want to receive him as your personal Savior? Accept him into your heart and get all your sin, everything, no matter what you've done. If you've been with this mafioso government and you repent every sin that you've ever committed in your life, including George Bush, Clinton, President Clinton, you know you're going out to meet God soon. All these bypasses you had. Every sin that you've ever committed will be washed away in the blood of Jesus. Now, I'm not against you. I don't want you to die and go to hell. I want you to be saved. I want you to be filled with the Spirit. I want you to have peace on earth here. When the Prince of Peace enters into your body, into your soul. And so you can begin. There's a start and a finish line in Christianity. And you have to, once the Spirit comes into you, if you keep the commandments, read the Bible, pray, and do everything that the Bible says, which you'll be more than able to do when the Spirit enters you, if you do that, well, then you'll have such peace, and you won't worry about death anymore. You'll say, death, where is your sting? I'm not afraid of you anymore. I know if I look forward to going to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
That's what I'm preaching the gospel for, so I can. I know that I'll be a castaway if I stop it. No matter what they try to do to convince me to stop it, how can I be a castaway? And I know it, and the devil knows it. So to get started, and God knows it more than anybody. So in order for you to be born again of the Spirit, say this prayer now. This is the start for you. And the start to having power over sin, Satan, and the world. So say this prayer. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me to take away all my former filthy sins. I believe that you have done that. I believe that you've come into it. I believe you've washed all my sins away. And I believe that you're coming back to earth again. I believe that I have your power now. And I thank you for that, Lord. I believe I have your eternal life now. And I have peace now to know that if everything came to an end now, I'm saved. And I'm full of happiness and joy for it. Just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank him and give him all the praise and the glory and the thanks. Okay, now here's Sharon to tell you several ways that you can receive a copy of this program, which is program number 400.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo again, stating tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. And here again are the Dixie Hummingbirds to sing You Don't Have Nothing If You Don't Have Jesus.
You don't have nothing.
You don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus.
For he means more.
For he means more than all this world can give.
For he is God.
For he is God.
Yes, he is.
The God of salvation.
Tell me, what did he give you?
He gave his life that you and I might live.
Tell them about it, brothers.